You are now listening to the Jason Capital Show. So sit down and lend me your ears.
I am Jason Capital. You are an action taker in this world of talkers, and we are here together handcrafting your legendary life. I want you to imagine you write a book. You put a year of your heart and your soul and your energy into writing this book. And this is a message that you know needs to be shared with others, shared with the world. So you publish it, you put it out there, and yet no one buys. Your mom goes, why isn't anyone buying your book? You don't know the answer. You don't know how to fix it. Now, I was in this exact position just a couple of years ago. I'd written my book, Higher Status. Now, my goal was I wanted to sell 50,000 copies in the first year. That makes it a bestseller, and it gets my message in the hands of all these people. Now, I spent $150,000 to sell those copies of the book on a software. I was promised the software would help me target and traffic and media buying, all this stuff. It wasn't working that well. Funds are running low. The money I delegated for this project, there's not much left in the budget. And the first few videos that we had created to sell this book didn't really work as well. In fact, they had bombed. One day I'm sitting there and I'm like, what's the problem here? And I remembered that a championship message told through amateur tonality is still an amateur message. And I looked at our videos, I looked at what we've been doing, and I'm like, the tonality is off, and that's why it's not working. So I go, you know what, screw it. I grabbed my iPhone, right? We had made videos to sell this book with, you know, $40,000, $50,000 red cameras. These are the ones they use in movies. I pull out my iPhone, I go to my hot tub. I'm like, let me just, the message and the tonality, message plus tonality, let me just focus on those two things. I record the video from my iPhone. I'm like, damn, this might actually work. We put it online as a YouTube ad. That YouTube ad got 10 million views, over 10 million views, and it sold over 20,000 copies of my book by itself. Now, with other ads, we hit the goal of way more than 50,000 in the first year. And it was all because I had that message and I figured out the right tonality to share that message with. So if you have an idea worth hearing, if you have a message that needs sharing right now, remember, an championship message that you may have, if you tell it through amateur tonality, is an amateur message. And it is an idea or a message that will never be heard. So let's make sure that doesn't happen. Let's crack into this one right now and let's talk about how to master tonality and how to have that strong, attractive voice that pulls people in, compels them to pay incredibly close attention, and if you're selling or you're marketing, gets them to buy and convert as well. Principle number one, tonality is destiny. I'm gonna prove this to you right now. If you don't get attention from people in your life, you have no life. Would you agree with that? Imagine that your bosses don't pay attention to you, your coworkers, your team members don't pay attention to you, your spouse or partner doesn't, no one pays attention to you. You probably have no life. I think that's a general concept that we can all agree upon. Now, we live in a culture today where more people are distracted by these little white screens, these technology than ever before. Attention is at more of a premium than ever before, not to mention all the competitors. You may be in an industry where you're putting out content on social media maybe. How many other people are doing the same thing? You are fighting harder than ever to hold the attention of your prospects. And the same thing with your partner or your girlfriend or your spouse. All of them have thousands of marketing messages just literally just destroying them every day. I see it too. And it's competing for that attention. So here's the problem. We need attention to have the life we want. Like, you want to get a raise, you need your boss's attention when you are asking him. You want to ask someone out, you need their full attention on you in that moment. Otherwise, they're probably not going to say yes. You're trying to have an important, crucial conversation with someone. If they're not fully in the moment, immersed, present, paying attention with you, you probably won't get the outcome that you were looking for. And here is the thing. If you want the ultimate weapon to holding someone's attention in today's culture, it's tonality. Have you noticed that you've been paying attention to me for the last couple minutes? Now, I'm walking somewhere random in Bali with a statue behind me that's like, what's going on? Yet I'm still listening to every word that he's saying. Why is that? Because I am constantly changing my tonalities. Here is the ultimate way to hold someone's and capture and captivate someone's attention. The more tonalities you use, the more you switch them up, the more attention you will hold. And attention equals value. In fact, Dr. Daniel Kahneman, who won a Nobel Prize for behavioral economics, when they asked him, what's the most important lesson you could teach us with all the psychology and research that you've done? What is it? He said, it's that whatever we're paying attention to in that moment is not as important as we think it is in the moment that we are paying attention to it. Does that make sense? What he was saying is anything we think about while we're thinking about it, we give it more value than it actually deserves. Now, here's what this means for you as a marketer, as a business person, or just as a humanitarian. When people are paying attention to you in that moment, they are giving you more value than maybe you deserve. And I'm not saying that we're not going to talk about the morality of this. I'm just saying if their attention's on you, your value is higher. If their attention's not on you, your value is lower and you are worth less to them. Does that make sense? So we need to use our tonality to hold people's attention to really have the life we want. Otherwise, we're screwed. So remember this and put it into practice. The more you change your tonalities when you are speaking with someone, the more attention you're gonna have for them. And if you are monotone, if you're at the same kind of spiel the whole time, you will not captivate their attention. And it's not only about you lost their attention one time, they will leave that interaction and think to themselves, that person isn't very valuable. Otherwise, why would I have not been paying attention to them? Does that make sense? This is like laws of the jungle. I don't mean to be the bearer of bad news, but this is how life works. Think of it like the movie, right? You don't have the budget or the actors or the talent of James Cameron or Steven Spielberg in creating a movie. You just have, when you're telling your story, you just have your tonality and your story. Those are the only two things you have. And in today's culture, you have to be able to compete at such a high level that your prospect or the person you're talking with, they could either go watch James Cameron's new Avatar movie or they could listen to you. That is the level we are playing at here. I want to help you crush it at that level. So let's crack into principle number two right now. Principle number two, your voice, the natural stimulant. There was a study they did at USC, and by the way, I know studies are boring for a lot of people, but just follow me here for a second. What they found was that researchers could detect and diagnose someone as being depressed based on their tonality. Never had to see the person, look at them, do a checkup on them, nothing. Just hear them talk over the phone, and by the tones that they were not using, they could detect if someone was depressed or not. What was the general gist of this? They found that when someone spoke in a monotone pattern, they were much more likely to be depressed in their life. All right, what is the solution? What is the point of all this, Jason? You may ask. It's this. The more tones that you use when you are expressing with someone, you go louder, you go lower, you go faster, you go a little bit slower. Sometimes you whisper. Sometimes you really project. Either way, the point is the more tones that you use, the more interesting you are and the happier you are. Why is this? Because what causes depression is repression. And what is the solution to repression? It's expression. More tones equals more ways that you express what you are feeling inside. Now, this has incredible benefits beyond just the one I'm talking about, such as, the more tones you use, the more interesting you are. People think I'm boring or I'm not interesting. No, it's not that you're boring. It's that you use boring tonalities. It's not that you're not an interesting person. It's that you don't use interesting tonalities. And it's not like some tonalities are more interesting than other tonalities. It's simply the fact of changing them every so often. If I'm listening to someone speak and they're monotone, I get bored fast. So do you. That's why certain people you just can't listen to. But if I'm constantly like changing my tonalities, using all the different dials I have at my disposal, your brain has to pay attention because it can't pick out one pattern and say, I know what's coming next, I'm bored. It's like, I gotta be on guard. I don't know what's gonna happen next. So tattoo that to your brain. The more tones I use, the more interesting I become, the more attention I hold. And as we talked about already in principle one, you have more attention. Guess what? You also have more value to other people. So let's crack into principle number three right now. And by the way, if you are new here, do me a huge favor. If you're liking what you're learning here, we put out videos like this every single week. So hit that subscribe button so you don't miss any of the upcoming YouTube mini courses like this one we are going to be putting out. Thank you so much. Let's get to principle number three right now. Principle number three, give your voice a bigger butt. Now, I know this is kind of a weird title for a principle, but follow me here, all right? And I'm also holding a gong. I'm aware there's a lot of weirdness going on. I like weird, all right? Charlie Francis was the sprinting coach for the Canadian national team in the 1980s, which again, this is like all the whole thing's weird, right? But he trained a guy named Ben Johnson, and Ben Johnson in the 1988 Olympics ran the fastest 100-meter dash in the history of recorded civilization, a record that would not be broken for several years. And people are like, how did he do it? I don't understand. And see, Charlie Francis trained Ben Johnson in a way that was different from everybody else. Back in the 80s, sprinters were, they thought you needed to run a lot to get faster. And Charlie Francis said, yeah, we got to run a lot, but we need to get stronger. His idea was, well, think about it like this. If, let's say you're a shot putter and you've a certain level of arm strength to throw that, the put, right? Is it called the put?
know.
What do they call it? Disc? I was going to throw it. I was going to throw it. Yeah. So to throw it, let's say you have a certain amount of arm strength, right? To throw it a certain distance, you need a certain level of arm strength. If I make your arm and shoulder stronger, then the disc is going to feel like it weighs less and you're going to be able to throw it further. Does that make sense? So Charlie Francis thought about this and he go, well, if the human body is like the thing that they're throwing in shot put, if I make him stronger, then he'll be able to throw his body further, or he'll be able to, his body will feel lighter to him, and so he'll be able to run faster. His thing was, we need a bigger engine. If I get Ben Johnson to squat more weight, a bigger butt, he will run faster. And Ben Johnson stole the entire Olympics that year. His competitors had no idea how he did it because of this reason. And now everyone in sprinting knows, of course you gotta squat and do deadlifts to run faster. Now it's common knowledge. I tell you this because one of the most important components you can figure out to becoming this incredibly attractive, confident, powerful, compelling, magnetic, powered speaker is getting a bigger butt for your mouth, all right? A bigger...
Sorry.
Is getting a bigger butt for your mouth. Now, by the way, this is the third time me and Donovan had to record this because we keep laughing every time we say that. But it's true. All right, stronger mouth equals stronger voice. So how do you actually strengthen your voice? One exercise I teach all of my clients inside my Power Speaker Academy is something called windshield wipers. It's where you stick out your tongue and you're gonna rotate your tongue up and down over the front of your teeth and your gums like a windshield, like this. And you do that for maybe 30 or 60 seconds. It'll strengthen all these muscles in here. Another one is you can take your tongue and you go full circles one way and go full circles the other way. Try doing that for 30 seconds each way and you'll find, crap, I'm like exhausted, you'll see. And you'll notice that the more you do it, the stronger you get at it, and the easier it is for you to project, the easier it is for you to change your tonalities when you need to. There's lots of exercises. Another one that's really good is tongue twisters, right? A proper copper coffee pot, proper copper coffee pot. See, the more you work on it, the more articulate you will become. You're gonna break down speaking into component parts and deliberately practice those things, and you bring up each of them, so in unison, holistically, everything gets better, and you got a big butt for your big mouth, which is more powerful than it was before. So on that note, let's put a bow on this video. Two things I need you to do right now. Number one, if you're not a subscriber yet, please hit that subscribe button. The more subscribers we get, the more content we're gonna put out more often. I don't want you to miss out on any of the future stuff because we got big plans. And then let me know in the comment section what here was most insightful for you. What will you be using the most now that you know what you didn't know before? And lastly, you know, I've said in other videos, I recently challenged myself to create 100 millionaire students in the next 3 years. I just started. We got 3 millionaire students so far, so we're doing pretty good, but I want more. I want you involved. I would love it if you were my next millionaire student. So what I did is I put together this kind of a dojo for training millionaires, and I mentor you every single week live. I answer your questions. I guide you in whatever industry that you are in, give you the high income skills you need. I basically train you to become a millionaire the same way I trained my first 3 millionaire students. So at the link below, it's for YouTube only. You can start in this dojo for me to make you a millionaire for free. And then if you actually enjoy it, it's a 7-day trial. It's free. After that, it's only 10 bucks a month. You pay more for Spotify, you pay more for Netflix, and I promise you neither of those things are going to help you become the millionaire impactful leader that you know you are destined to be in your life. So hit that link below while there is still time. And remember, I am Jason Capital. You are an action taker, and we are here together in Bali, handcrafting your legendary life. I'll see you soon.